T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Billick joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you been, my friend?
I am doing great.
Good to hear. So, first of all, I got to ask you, every year we say this, but has this been a weird year for the amount of injuries that we have seen?
It always feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That and the officiating calls, it seems like they kind of come in droves. I don't know if you can quantify that. I don't know. I'm sure someone keeps those numbers as to, at this point in the season, how many types of injuries you have and how many players are put on IR. I'm sure those numbers are something. It feels that way. It probably isn't. But certainly, as it always does, it impacts where we're at. And you, as we see, everything's kind of coming back to the middle in terms of who the really good teams are. It's kind of exciting because I think it increases the number of teams that truly can lay claim to having Super Bowl aspirations.
So with these injuries, now I've got to ask you, obviously, in full disclosure, you're part of X-Tech Pads, and X-Tech, I tell people all the time, go to YouTube and look at it. It's phenomenal. So in injuries like this, we see out of Aaron Rodgers. Last year we talked about Clay Matthews in the shoulder, and you're talking shoulder pad type of things. Is this something that you believe X-Tech could have prevented?
Well, unfortunately, you never know. No one can lay claim to say, boy, if you'd have had our pad on there, he would not have been hurt. That's ridiculous. I will tell you this, I believe in this pad, and I think it makes a difference, particularly when it comes to shoulders. There's two types of injuries. There's impact, and that's exactly what we're talking about with regards to shoulder pad. Now, and there's also just wear and tear. I mean, the joints, unfortunately, there's nothing that can prevent against that in terms of problems that a player may have with it, whether it's a wrist, an elbow, or a shoulder. But an impact, that's exactly what the pads are for. And my belief in X-Tech pads is that the technology that's used in X-Tech pads compared to the other pads, which are quite antiquated, to be honest with you. Pads haven't changed in 40 years. I believe in this pad. We're in 28 of the 32 locker rooms. The players that have it swear by it. No one can say for sure whether it would have prevented the injury. But I will tell you this, it's my professional opinion, all but with disclosure, because I am part of the company. You'd have had a much better chance of surviving the type of hits because of the innovative technology of these pads.
Now, just to be sure, you are not in the Green Bay Packers organization, correct?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not on payroll.
Okay. No. I'm asking as far as the pads go. You guys, do you have players inside?
No, we are not.
Okay.
We are not. And like I said, we're in 28 of the 32 locker rooms. For whatever reasons, they've not found reason to, even though there have been players that have asked for it. I'm sure they believe in the equipment they have and their equipment people, I'm sure they do. Why they're not interested in what I think is the best pad on the market, that's a question for them to answer.
Absolutely perfect. So now I move on and I say, okay, a devastating injury like this to Aaron Rodgers. We had said all along that defense needs to be top 15, top 12 with an offense that looked like a Ferrari, ready to roar out of the garage with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Now things dramatically change. Can you just turn around a defense and say you need to be top 10 to support the offense almost overnight? Or, I guess if you're the coach of the Green Bay Packers, what do you do at this point?
Well, no, I mean, obviously you are who you are, and you're as good as you're going to be. Now, do you put it into a different profile? Well, obviously, if you have an Aaron Rodgers, if you have an offense that's clicking on all cylinders, I mean, part of the job of the head coach, when I was a head coach, was to make sure my offense and defenses were working within, in balance to one another. As an example, obviously, with the great defenses we had in Baltimore, there's less risk you needed to take offensively because with a 10-point lead, we were going to win the game. So there's no reason to go out throwing the ball all over the field if we've got a 10-point, you take the air out of the ball, run the ball, because that was the strength of most of our teams. Conversely, when I was with the Minnesota Vikings, we had that record-setting offense. There's times when, obviously, Denny would go to the defensive coordinator and say, look, we're up and down the field on these guys. They're not going to catch up. Just don't give up the big play, which means be in a more passive coverage. Give them all the yards they want. They've run out of possessions to win the game. So, yes, there are things that you can do your defense is, okay, if we're going to struggle a little bit offensively, and we'll have to see. We'll see how Brett Hundley, I just heard, obviously, Coach McCarthy believes in Hundley. I'm doing a piece on our show Playbook, which is Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on the NFL Network, showing a number of the throws that Brett Hundley has made that, yeah, he can make the throws that Aaron Rodgers makes. I can see it. I see it on film. Can he do it consistently on a regular basis like an Aaron Rodgers? Well, that's pretty ambitious. But going back and look at the film, he has made the kind of throws that it's going to take for that offense to be successful. He's just going to have to do it consistently now. And if they can't and they're not as productive offensively, then that may mean that the defense and Dom Capers are going to have to take a few more chances, pressure a little bit more, try to get more turnovers.
So I guess looking at what Brett Hundley, because I agree with you. If you look at a couple of different throws that Brett Hundley has had, those athletic on-the-run throws, if you took the number off his jersey, you'd say, okay, maybe that's a little bit close to Aaron Rodgers. You could see that. Not to say that he's going to be, because Aaron Rodgers' accuracy is probably second to none, but you can kind of see the athletic ability. What does it mean, though? Because last week he didn't even get any of the starters' reps at all under center. So what does it mean now for this week for him to be the guy and get all the starters' reps and all that inundation of information?
Well, it's a world of difference. I mean, it's tough for a backup, but that's your job, is that you got to take the game plan perceptually because you don't get to practice it and take it into a game if you have to come into the game. And it's not uncommon that a guy comes in that situation and doesn't look that good. But now you get the total focus. You get the total snaps in practice. The game plan is wrapped around you. There's a world of difference in that. And yet still there's a progression with that as well. You've got to expect that every week he's going to get more and more ingrained to the offense, that Mike McCarthy and that staff will have a better idea of what's working for him. The players will get more of a rhythm and understanding of how it is with Brett Hundley under center. But again, you know, yeah, you saw that back shoulder throw to Jordy Nelson. You saw that rollout to the right. Nice route. I think it was Randall Cobb, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe it was Devontae Freeman, Devontae Adams, excuse me, mm-hmm. working his way back into the ball, scramble drill, beautifully executed. You'd look at it and go, dang, that looks like Aaron Rodgers to me. Nice slant throw. You also saw that inside slant throw a little bit behind one time, which doesn't lead, you know, that's the beauty of an Aaron Rodgers. He is so accurate that he gives the players the ball in a place where they have a chance to maximize their yards. We've seen those kind of throws from Brent Hundley. We're going to have to see a whole lot more of them.
Real quick before I let you go, with the offensive line the way it is, how much does that dictate what you can and can't do?
Well, it's huge. Now you're going to have to decide, do I need to leave the backs and the tight end in for protection? Do I need to boot and waggle and roll more? Obviously, every resource you have to put in protection diminishes what you can do down the field, but you've got to keep your quarterback protected. Maybe Brett Hundley gets outside the pocket a little bit more. I'm sure that is a factor, like it is with every team, that when your offensive line is struggling.
Coach, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. I always appreciate you hanging out with us for a couple of minutes. I know that you guys also have SeatGeek as well, correct? Back again?
Absolutely. Yeah, anybody that's interested in tickets got to go to SeatGeek.com. Get the SeatGeek app. It tells you what tickets are available, shows you the view, gives you a rating as what kind of deal you're getting. But best of all, every transaction on SeatGeek.com is 100% guaranteed.
And I know they use the promo code Billick, and you get $20 off the first SeatGeek purchase as well, which is kind of nice that you're giving cash away like that. I didn't know you were that rich.
Hey, who else do you know that's getting you $20?
Coach, I'll look for $20 when I see you in Minneapolis. It's a pleasure as always, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Head coach Brian Billick of the Baltimore Ravens when they won the Super Bowl, now with the NFL Network as an analyst, and does some great stuff there. You can check him out at SeatGeek.com, SeatGeek, SeatGeek.com. If you want to see what I'm talking about, and I recommend this, X-Tech Pads, X-T-E-C-H, X-T-E-C-H, X-Tech Pads, go find them on YouTube. Just Google it, okay? And look for some of the demonstrations. It's remarkable. I'm not kidding. It's remarkable. There is one specifically where they're sitting there in front of Urban Meyer, and they're trying to introduce X-Tech Pads to Urban Meyer's. And he's kind of sitting there like, okay, yeah, okay, what are you going to show me? All right, you know? And he, basically what happens is, He is standing there, and as they're talking, the guy has his hand under one of these X-Tex pads, and they're showing this guy's just kind of talking to Urban Meyer, and all of a sudden, wham, he takes a helmet and smashes his hand with that X-Tec pad on it, and then pulls his hand out and goes, thanks, coach, for watching our demonstration. And Urban Meyer's with his jaws open like, holy crap. Because something like that would have just broken every bone in your body. It's amazing to watch. It's amazing to watch. If you get a chance to do it, do it. It's an amazing video to watch how that thing works. So, and X-Tec pads, you know, now I don't even begin to claim that I'm some kind of expert in pads. I trust the people that are. But last year when Brian Billick came to me and said, hey, I want to talk to you. He said, that shoulder injury to Clay Matthews, I can't guarantee. He said, but they won't even let us come in and talk to the players. They just, you know, keep us out, keep us at arm's length. He said, but we've got something here we really, really believe in. He said, I invested in it. I put my name on it. He said, I don't understand it, but with the shoulder injuries to Randall Cobb, the shoulder injuries to Clay Matthew, now on Aaron Rodgers, some of these guys going down, he said, they won't even let us in to talk to these guys. And they were talking about player health here. So, anyway.
They also have an Instagram account, too, X-Tec Pads, that you can check all this stuff out as well, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's amazing to watch the demonstration, but I've just time and again I've sat there and said you got to just pay attention to it. It's an amazing demonstration to see. Bob Broderick, who's the founder, and Bob's a really good guy. I talk to Bob all the time. He puts his own hand there. It's just amazing to watch him just slam it down. Bam. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.